Page 206.
Page 206. Simon, top of page 206. Simon Reish. Okay, so we said that if he doesn't want to, that he has to wait for them. Bimla rotzel havs zimun hu alehim. Right. Also klum. Now let's say he sits there, and he says, right, the one guy, right. Remember, the one guy's done, and he wants the other two guys to join him. So what does he do? He says, Rabosai in the varech, and they're quiet. And then he says, Yishem Hashem Baruch Mishem Alam, and they're still quiet, right? You know, Baruch Shachalim Yishlo Tzvachayinu, and they're still quiet, right? So if it's the two guys doing it to the one guy, that works. But if the one guy is doing it to the two guys, that does not work. So therefore, right, because again, the one guy can force the two, but the other way does not work. Okay, so then he says, right, so we said that doesn't count. Vimla rotza lahafsigaf hu in a rush of the varfalotzishuk. And also, he's not allowed to leave. He's stuck there. How could he possibly think about benching without his zimun? Okay, so it's, again, two can force the one cannot force the two. Now, okay, we'll see if they're allowed to be nice. Okay, Beineno and Gimel, top of the page, says whether they don't, even if he doesn't answer. Ratzom Shafa Pekin Haim Yotun Zimun Kyuchomachum.
What? Can we do this
in Beralacha? No, we're going to come back to it.
I thought you were doing the Beralacha.
No, we're going to come back to Beralacha.
Okay.
Right, Beralacha is on this halacha. All right, we'll come back to that Beralacha.
We just went and did this one yesterday.
No. Okay, so he says, we did see Gimel yesterday, that he says that even though he doesn't answer, right, first Mishabron 206, Gimel, right, even though the third guy doesn't answer, kiven shu omid shom yochalana, since he could answer and he is standing there, lafuka kishiyotz lechutz akleavasim kufzadi dalat sepeis, as opposed to the guy who was, already left, right? Who he has to hear you, mihu bevadi and yotzel and kain hipsik vayimun. But if he again chooses to be an option and does not want to answer, right? They get the benefit of zimun. He does not. Okay, Dalit, Ein Chi of Zimun, right? But if it's one guy that's done, right, they don't have to, the two guys don't have to stop, right? The Chi of Zimun, the Chi of part doesn't start yet. They do have a Chi of Zimun, right? But they don't have to do it at that moment, right? They're not obligated to stop what they're doing and to make a Zimun, right? So, Hey Ein Rashoi, and he's not allowed to bench without doing the Zimun either. Right, so that's the Bach Shita that we saw earlier. That doesn't count the starting of the meal together. What counts is strictly finishing the meal together. And here one guy finished. Listen to my text. Okay. Right, so he doesn't... Right, so the Baal says he has to finish the suit together. They didn't finish together. Since he's done, he can bench and leave. Right, so that's the Baal sheet of Etigamog and Rim Halacha. Of a Kol Achronim Cholkin Alav, but many, many Achronim, right, argue. He brings down to the bottom the Taz, Mordechai, Eli Rabba, Mog and Gibarim, Beis Meir, Maram Medet. Right, so it's really almost like a Das Yachid. This Baal. Once they start together, they do have the chiyuv of zimun at that point, right? And now they have to do a zimun. Just a question of when they do it. The one guy can't leave until he's done a zimun. There's some really, really pressing need. Not because he's bored. Right, there's a pressing need, right? After sheyesh lachalach the varach b'fnei atzmo kol mishkam rishnayim dosim lotzeis, right? Maybe he can go ahead and leave. Ach, both said tovios rishnayim is nagel b'zel afnim mishor sedin. You have sikum misu dosim izam alei, right? Because what's the mitzias? Mitzias, he has to go. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, look, if he really, really, really has to go, and they're not willing to stop their meal to do the Zimun, right, he can rely on the Bach, basically, which says, look, he's benching, they're not benching, right? You have to finish together, they're not finished yet, right? But ideally, they should go ahead and stop. It's not a, it's not also for them to answer to the one guy. It's, but they don't have to. It's a lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay.
Could we use this for chasana?
So, for chasana, you do the same thing. If one guy wants to leave, the other two guys, typically they will answer. Right? You do see. I don't think people get so hung up on this, like, no, I'm not done eating and I'm not going to answer your zimun. Right? Can you use this? No. What you should do is you should try not to start with them either.
Either get, because you use the Bach.
Bach, that's very shas atchak.
Okay.
Meaning going home because you're bored or because you just don't want to stay any longer at the wedding. I don't know if that's a shas atchak, right? So therefore, by weddings, they'll typically tell you to go ahead and to not start with them and not finish with them. If you think that's a, you know, either get to your table early, right? Usually you get to a table when everyone's daven mincha or maior, whatever it is, right? You're the first one there. Assuming you wash, right? If you don't wash, I mean, that whole issue disappears. But if you're washing, making hamotzi, so you make sure you don't start with anybody, and you make sure you leave before everybody else is finished, then you don't have a problem.
What?
What was that?
What do you consider start? What is not starting with people?
I mean, usually everybody makes their own hamotzi, right?
Not starting with people means that either you're at the table before them. Right, there's no one there at the table with you,
or
there's
only one guy comes and then another guy comes.
No, but that's not starting. Starting means that there's three guys who are within a minute or two are all making hamotzi.
Okay, within a minute or two.
Right, you know that they're all walking to the table or all sat down. They all went to wash, right, and then they come back and they're a short while. But you can either.
It's usually very random.
No, but you're usually finishing, you know, at home, you're usually finishing with other people, right? At a wedding, it's probably, again, everyone sits down at the same time. So sometimes because of Meyer or whatever, so everybody doesn't, you know, sit down at the same time. They go Dav and Meyer first. It's usually, you know, and this, I'll tell you, this is Meis and B'chol Yom for me, right? At certain times of the year, right? I don't like to Dav and Meyer early. So therefore, it'll be, let's say, Shkia is 8 o'clock.
Maybe before 10:45.
Well, before 9 o'clock.
After 10:45.
Right. Exactly. Right. We have a 3-minute window. So they'll all go Daven Meyer right after Shkia, right after the Chuppah, which could be 5 minutes after Shkia. Right. They'll all go Daven Meyer, and I'll go to the table, and I'll be the only one at the table. Because there's not a lot of people that are willing to make wait for the later on. So the minyanim that I daven at, if I'm at the wedding, right, we'll call it for 9:15 or whatever, usually right before the chas and kala come out. And it's usually made up of those people who are makbid, which is only a handful, and all those people came late and missed that 8:15 mincha. Okay. So that's how you deal with the wedding situation, right? And make sure you leave early also. Of course, the other option is not to eat bread, but...
Does Rabbi Sacks wash?
At weddings?
I don't think so.
What? Oh. Has a phone? Didn't know you had have your phone with you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the Bar Halacha on 203. 205. Okay, she'achlu ke'echad, right? Three people are eating together. I am Mishabur. V'nei shochan achla zachar klali mayri sheha shnayim hayin nechutzim lotzei. It doesn't talk about where the two guys have to leave. V'yos chayab bal korcho echad lahafzik lahem besudaso. Right, two guys are in a rush to leave, so therefore he has to answer. V'afil k'sheim nechutzim gamkin zarach medin lahafzik lahem k'sheim rotzim v'arach brach smasim. They have nowhere to go. Right, they just say, yeah, let's go. We want a bench. We want to get out of here. Right? Not that we have any place to go, not that we have any pressing need. So he says, Achem de Siyam Ashokhan Arach, Lavasov Kosov, Afu Ena Rashoy Lavarach, Lotzis Pashuk, that he's not allowed to leave and go out. Right? The one guy is Zemayer Be'en Onoch, Lotzal Chadako Dafka. That case is talking also where he is not pressed to leave. And we say he's not allowed to do that. Kimavor B'divri Beis Yosef, Tarat Shitas Rav Haigon, The make lechalotzis the mayor benachutz. Right, if the guy has a pressing need, even the one guy can leave. Therefore, the first part is also talking on that case that they have a rafilachi echem afsuk l'shnayim bal karcho, right? That that we're talking where he does not have a pressing need to go, and that's why the one guy has to wait, right? And he can't just go run off and bench. And therefore, the first part is also talking where these two guys don't really have a pressing need, and nonetheless, they can force him to bench at that point. I really don't know what the issue is, why the guy would be standing on ceremony saying, no, I'm not done eating, I'm not benching. Right? If you're allowed to do it, I don't know why he would, but okay.
Okay. I'd say that maybe we want to wait for the Elokeinu.
Okay. Go eat some more and, you know, you can get yourself back into the Elokeinu.
Yeah, if you eat more challah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you can't eat anything at that point. Okay, so he assumes that even if it's not dachuk. They have to leave. And then the one guy has to leave, has to drop what he's doing and bench. Right, that the two guys don't stop for the one. Right, even if he has a pressing need, they don't have to stop for him. Even for pressing needs. If the two guys don't have to leave, can they force the guy to bench? Right, it is a midas derech eretz to stop. Moshkas bor zeruah. The Rashi sover the high echad mafsku midas derech eretz mafsku al gavnei. Hashem yevsh shari posim nami lo pliga lebazer. I guess the situation is right. I mean, this is not an issue for us today. Like Alexander Rabbosai Yishen Moshem Mivarch. They're talking where the one guy's motzi, the other two guys in benching. Right, and the entire benching. He doesn't want to bench. He wants to finish his meal. Right, he doesn't want to stop eating his bread. Right, he doesn't want to wash again and make hamotzi again. Right, so in that case, I understand why two guys can force the one guy to literally end his meal. Right, but the one guy can't force the two guys to end their meal. Right, because this is, you're saying the entire benching. You're being motzi them entire benching, the old style of zimun. Right, the modern day style of zimun. I can't imagine why anybody, you know, can't stop for 20 seconds, 30 seconds to answer and be part of a zimun. Okay, let's go to Beis. Ein tzarich lahafsik el ad shem barach shachal mishalo v'chozer v'gomer sudaso b'lo bracha b'tchila. Right, so if you're interrupting your meal, he says that it may not be the case. Right, you have to stop what you're doing until he says barach shachal mishalo, which is just the Zimun part. And then he continues on with his meal. So he's not Yotze the benching. He's just Yotze the Zimun part. Right? The Ramah says the minig is they have to hear the whole first bracha. Right? Which means if you're listening to a Svardi guy do the Zimun and he doesn't do the first bracha out loud, you don't call him a Shegetz because the Shulchan Aruch says it's just the Bircha Zimun, right? Nevar Shachal Mishlo Tvachayinu, and that's it. That's all you have to do out loud. Right? The Ramah says you have to do the first bracha. Vimha Yadait the Lachs of Lechal Pas Apishloch Acharkain, Kishirot to the Varch, Mavarch, Mutchil Bircha Sazon, Koshkain, Mechazar Achal. And if he planned on eating more, he wasn't planning on being Yotze with the bracha, even if he doesn't eat any more, but since he planned on eating more, he has to go ahead and bench. Including that first bracha, what he heard from the guy does not count. Okay, before we do that, let's just do the next paralacha, which we didn't do. Ad shigmar shnayim esudasan He has to wait for the two guys to finish their meal. Alva Mishnah Gamra Sudas and Shuvain Lehem Rishus Lishas Yosel Akev Esashlish Yarotel Zamr Levar. And they can't delay their meal anymore and cause them more aggravation. Right? I mean, don't start your third Dvar Torah, you know, when he's trying to get out of there and bench. The Hachi Dayak Lishan the Gemara the Kamar Einstein of Seekin Lechad Vain Lahavsik Masud the Dafka. Right? Dafka from the Suda, you don't have to interrupt them, but if they're busy doing something else, you could interrupt them. Okay. Let's go to Mishnah Berurah Vav. Ein tzarach l'hafsik l'shelem baruch shachal mishalo. He says the bezel avad yotzi the berach zima. Berach zima is just the rabbi sign the varech part, that first first couple lines. And he says in Zion, v'choz v'gomer sudasa below brachat betchila, and you go ahead and you finish your suda, right? Without making a new bracha, right? It wasn't considered a hefsek. Ta'ainu she'ein tzarach od apam til sudayim hamotzi. It's not like you wash my machronim. It's not like you said havlon and varach, right? You just answered the zimun. But if he planned on ending his meal, and then for whatever reason he decided he wanted to eat again, well then it was real hesach adas, right? And he has to go ahead and wash and make hamotzi again. Okay, ches. Now, there are those who say you have to wait till after the first bracha. Really, the after berachas hazan lav legamrei be berachas zimun hu. Even though hazan is not maybe part of berachas zimun, because the individual, everybody's saying that to themselves. That right, yachad omer osa gamkein. Right, afilu hachi shaych le berachas zimun. It is part of berachas zimun. And the nevarach levad ain't no bracha. Hashem b'Hashem u'malchus. Now it's interesting, right? Remember we had the whole discussion about Baruch Hu, right? Is Baruch Hu just an announcement that everyone should say Baruch Hashem Ham Baruch Le'olam Bo'ed, or is Baruch Hu an announcement that you should say the first Baruch of Kriyat Shema, right? We had the whole discussion about whether if you say a Baruch Hu, do you need to say the first Baruch of Kriyat Shema with it? Or do you have a minya saying the first bracha kriyishma, right? We generally paskin that you can do a baruch hu by itself. No one says the first, do it at the end of the davening, no one says the first bracha of kriyishma. Fine, it's all great. But baruch hu is different than the zimun. Because according to the Rama, the zimun is not just to say baruch shachal nemishalov tevochayinu, right, and baruch shachal nemishalov, but it is the whole first bracha because he says, unlike baruch hu, where Hashem's name is invoked, Baruch Hashem Hamvorach, right? There is no Hashem's name here, and therefore the Iker, let's bless Hashem, is actually the first bracha.
And with 10?
Well, different. And that's why the Chazon Ish says with 10, you only have to do the Baruch HaZimun, right? Because you have the Elokeinu there, you don't necessarily need to do the first bracha. We paskin you should, but certainly, as in many cases, when there's 10 people there, you're not going to hear the guy. Right? If there's a lot of people there, you won't hear the guy saying the first bracha out loud. So did you lose your berachas hazimun when there's 10 people? And so the Chazon Ish says, no, you get it with the saying the baruch Elokeinu shachal mishalo. Okay. Okay, Tess. Ad shomer hazan esakol. The chos of regomer shidoso, and then you can finish your meal. Right? So you have to wait for that part. Kamosh... Right, till he finishes the bracha, it says Hazan es Hakol. V'yachach mevarach mitchilas berach zamaz.
You don't have to say it. You just have to wait for him to finish.
If you're still waiting to eat?
Yeah, right,
you just listen to him. So you listen to him say it, and then when you're ready to bench, v'yachach mevarach mitchilas berach zamaz, and then you go back to, start benching from the beginning. K'moshe Zayim Aron Lamasov. You heard it from him. Right? The fact that you're going to eat again, well, that requires a full benching. You can't just say, well, most of my eating got the first bracha, and the rest of my eating got the second and third bracha. Right? You know, every kizayis of bread needs all three brachas. You're Even if he didn't eat, he just planned on eating. So he really had no intention of being Yotzei. Right, he's listening to it, but he has no intention of being Yotzei. So he planned on eating afterwards. He still has to start from the first bracha, even though he didn't eat anything more. And he heard the first bracha. The assumption is he didn't have any intention to be Yotzei. But if he didn't have intention to eat, and he didn't eat, right, assuming he was planning on being Yotzei that first bracha with the Mavarech, right, that's usually not the case today either. Right, okay. Okay, let's see the Beralachas here, and we'll see what we're holding time-wise. Okay, Beralacha. Lachs of Lechol pass. If his plan is to eat more after the guy finishes his Hazanah Sakol, even if he doesn't eat, he still has to do the full benching. Aval im lo hayibidayt lecha rak par paris o bas v'dag v'yotze b'zeh, yotze yidei chovas berachas hazan, v'ein sarach las matchiz berachas hamazan rak berachas nod lecha, right? Because his plan was not to eat any more bread. And he listens to the guy, right? He's going to have some more fish or meat. And he's Yotze Hazon. And he doesn't have to start from the beginning of benching. And he should, again, he should finish the benching and then go ahead and eat his meat. He's not going to go eat Hazon as Hakol, eat the meat, and then start do no delcha. Right? Yeah. No. Paris, Obasar. Right? Right? There shouldn't be any talking. I don't think he means that you should eat. Oh, maybe he does. Maybe he is eating and just doesn't talk. He's not nifter birchas hamazon. He's eating and just doesn't talk.
So he benches and then, but he's eating the parparis. And he has to say,
yeah, because he had the parparis after he heard the first bracha.
Wow.
So why don't we just say the first bracha again? Just start again. Can you say, I don't
want to
be
going
to the first bracha?
No. In this case here, right, he needs to have some after bracha on his cake at the end of the meal. Can't use Hazan as a call for that. It was before. Right.
No,
he
didn't
have
whole say
as on
his
account
now.
Yeah.
Meaning when he
But no, but he didn't eat any bread. He ate cake.
I thought you should have said that if he has, he can make the Zeman.
Right.
And then he could keep eating and then he could join another Zeman.
He could. If he ate with them, he has to eat with them. Right?
But you said he didn't have to eat bread.
Right.
So he eats his parparis and everything.
Right.
So then he's going to hear their Zeman.
We're talking.
Hear their Zeman and then he's going to say the Shalish, main Shalish.
Right? He's never benched on this first bread. He still has to bench.
And then when he makes the Zimun on the second one, what's that whole first bracha? He's doing the first bracha again.
Well, what? He's not going to
see the first bracha
he's
again.
He's assuming he's going to bench with them at that point. Right? I don't know how many times he's going to, have more cake after
he. So then he would say the first bracha?
Of course. First of all, we'll just say this, because he'll probably say this soon. No guy who's leading the benching has any intention to be motzi anybody in that first bracha. So that automatically kills the whole situation, right? Okay. That's the assumption. That's not happening.
Okay.
Then you have, but if he did have kavanah to be motzi anybody who wants to be yotzei, then the question is, what is the guy who's listening? Does he plan on doing it? Bizman hazeh, there is nobody who plans on being yotzei, and that's assuming the guy even says it out loud and has kavanah. So this is only going to come up in that case where, he listened, he paid attention, and says, I'm going to keep this in my back pocket if I need it. And then he chooses not to eat, and or maybe doesn't eat bread anymore, right? So he technically doesn't need that for his bracha for whatever he's eating. He finishes eating his, carrots, or his cookies, or his meat, and then he finishes benching. Okay, it's a unique case, but it's not going to work because you need so many components, especially the Mavarach having him in mind, which I don't see happening. Okay. Now, so then he says, V'yayim prima gavim sh'mistak with dvarim sh'brachas v'barim fosh v'rab m'sarach shu v'varach v'avim sh'yot v'brachas no delacha v'gam bracha rishona tzarachian im yesh l'varach ha'in sham. Right? Because again, the case is he's going to go bench. He was Yotze Hazana Sakol, the first guy. He goes ahead and he eats some carrots. And then he finishes benching. Nodelcha. Is Nodelcha at least as good as Bari Nefashos? So he says, at least that's Sarachian. Right? And does he even have to make? He said Hazana Sakol. Does he have to make a new bracha on his carrots? Okay. Sarachian and all that. Ayin Sham had talked. Okay. Had talked. Right? Don't get yourself into this sort of trouble. Right? Again, it's just too much happening for you to think that you're being yotze that first bracha. He says, even lechatchila, you can eat non-bread items after your zimun. Seems to say this. You had no intention being yotze the first bracha. But they'd all agree that you can't be right. You start off with this mug and a rum that you can eat carrots after you said the first bracha of the zimun, and then finish benching after. Right? Mishmur says that everyone else would seem to say that that can't be the case. Right? That you can't go ahead and eat. If you're going to start benching, finish your benching and don't get yourself into trouble. Okay. Let's do this first part. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be on Zoom.
Oh, man.
Shmuel's happy.
What's that all about?
But if we get through most of this, it'll be a very short session tomorrow.
Bar mitzvah in the far corner of the world.
Bar mitzvah in Bimor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you want me to bring some mail down with me, we're going tomorrow.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Okay, Kosva Poskim, top of page 20.
Staying
overnight? No. Top page 207. That's crazy. Since there's no music or dancing or anything, we should be home by 10:30. I should be back at 10:45, Myrav. Okay, Kosva Poskim, the Echad Hamafsik Lashnaim, Yachal Lahafsik Kampam, right? All the questions that Shmuel's been asking here. The guy who is stopping to answer for two can do this a number of times. Kigon Shemitchil Achlu Shlosh of Hivsik Lamechad. Okay. Three guys are eating. Two guys want to get out of there, so he answers. And now two more guys come and join him. He can answer to them. I can't say that he lost to Zimun. Right? The two new guys came. They don't have a Zimun. They could have him join. Right? He can do it three times, four times. Right? Again, assuming that he can eat something with them. Right, which is what we mentioned earlier. Avol im hayu chamisha b'chabur achas v'hifsig echad l'shnayim. Now, let's say there's five guys there, and two guys want a bench, and one guy stops for them. Shuv ein yochel zayim l'shnayim mehanasharim deparach zimun minayu, because they're all one group. They all lose their zimun as soon as that first zimun happens. U'mash mafil ochel achach b'achad, even if they continued eating together, right? Because they were all originally one group. But if there's seven guys or eight guys and one guy stops for the two, they have their own zimun, so you can certainly answer with them. He's not making their zimun. It's like one guy can stop to join the Zimun. Who had been Shlosha Arba? Right? You have three or four guys. There are six guys who want to bench and say Elokeinu, and three guys, so they have to stop. They don't have to go, right? So this is seemingly like the Chazon Ish, that they don't have to wait for the end of the first bracha. Right? And Beam Ochlu Biyacharachachlachshiv Siku Yuchal Nevarchzim Veloy Parchzim Minayu. It's not really like the Chazon Ish, because the fact is they're not benching now, right? And so really, if they were benching, right, maybe Mishra would say they have to listen to the first bracha, right? But since they're only there to join in to get the Elokeinu, so once they got the Elokeinu, then that they're done, but they're not even have their Chiyuv Zimun yet, and technically the guy could go ahead and join those three guys that are, you know, can go bench themselves with the Zimun. Because they only join to have the Shem Elokeinu. They can join another group of six or seven. Right? You can't say Parach Zimun when you're trying to just say that Elokeinu, the Shechina comes, and the fact is, and you say, what, you lost your opportunity to make a minion? And that's why we say that this idea of the Zimun with 10 is not exactly the same as the Zimun with 3. This is more of a Davar Shepekdusha, it's going to have slightly different rules. Five stopped for the benefit of five. Assuming they ate with them a Kizayas Pass, right? Because now, again, you need to have seven to say Elokeinu the second time. And, you know, you didn't have seven. You know, you had 10 guys, but only five benched, and then five new guys came. They can't bench Elokeinu with five other guys unless two of the guys ate bread with them, because you need at least seven, right? Three of the guys don't have to eat bread anymore, but at least two more to make the to make a proper Zimun. Okay, stop here. We will 10 o'clock tomorrow night.